Twilight Imperium 4 vs. Prophecy of Kings in 2026, when the expansion is worth it, Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Buy Twilight Imperium 4th edition first. Add Prophecy of Kings after the group has completed enough base games to want more factions, leaders, exploration, relics, mechs, and systemic variety. Twilight Imperium and Prophecy of Kings can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. The host teaches scoring before combat and gives every faction a prepared tray, reference, home system, and first-round objective plan. The cabinet's test is whether plastic fleets matter because promises, objectives, speaker order, wormholes, votes, and timing make every neighbor part ally and part future problem. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer, which Twilight Imperium and Prophecy of Kings should you buy? Buy Twilight Imperium 4th edition first. Add Prophecy of Kings after the group has completed enough base games to want more factions, leaders, exploration, relics, mechs, and systemic variety. First table job is simple. The host teaches scoring before combat and gives every faction a prepared tray, reference, home system, and first round objective plan. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Twilight Imperium and Prophecy of Kings, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Prophecy of Kings requires the base game. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the linked editorial sources. What does playing Twilight Imperium and Prophecy of Kings actually feel like? T4 is a negotiation opera where fleet geometry, public promises, secret objectives, political votes, and timing determine which empire appears trustworthy right before it wins. Play the base game with 4 to 6 committed players, a pre-built map, and a host who knows agenda, combat production, and scoring. The expansion increases faction texture and exploration, but the decisive skill remains converting tempo and diplomacy into public objectives. The lasting hook is that plastic fleets matter because promises, objectives, speaker order, wormholes, votes, and timing make every neighbor part ally and part future problem. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: use labeled faction trays, a pre-built balanced map, visible public objectives, and a hard start time. Teaching plan: send a rules primer before game day, assign factions early serve food that does not touch components, and schedule a meal break. Before cleanup, photograph full galaxy faction sheets, fleets, public objectives, strategy cards, agenda deck, promissory notes, speaker token, and score track. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Base T4 is already complete. Prophecy of Kings broadens and enriches rather than repairs it. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to faction variety, systems, teach time, setup, duration, player count, availability, organization, and whether the group has earned more complexity. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Twilight Imperium and Prophecy of Kings. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Start Twilight Imperium 4th edition, the complete base game galactic event. Add next Twilight Imperium, Prophecy of Kings, the major factions and systems expansion. Only IF folded space insert for Twilight Imperium 4, setup and teardown relief. Stop E-Raptor insert for Twilight Imperium 4, a premium organization alternative. The stopping rule matters. More factions and systems increase teach and setup burden. Availability can create irrational expansion premiums. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Twilight Imperium and Prophecy of Kings, edition language seller included contents and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. What is inside each purchase path, and what does each product change? Twilight Imperium 4th edition, the complete base game galactic event. This is the first complete experience in this guide. Prophecy of Kings requires the base game. Twilight Imperium, Prophecy of Kings, the major factions and systems expansion. Add it only after the table can explain why the major factions and systems expansion is the missing job. More factions and systems increase teach and setup burden. Folded space insert for Twilight Imperium 4, setup and teardown relief. added only after the table can explain why setup and teardown relief is the missing job. Availability can create irrational expansion premiums. E-Raptor insert for Twilight Imperium 4, a premium organization alternative. Added only after the table can explain why a premium organization alternative is the missing job. Availability can create irrational expansion premiums. These are not interchangeable cartons. Each exact ASIN has one job in the collection: foundation, added player count, broader geography, deeper systems, or a specialist convenience. Product photos and official rules references are shown at reading size, so addition marks and included components can be checked before checkout. When a box is an expansion, its matching foundation remains mandatory. When it is standalone, owning the older game may still be useful, but it is not a rules dependency. That distinction prevents the two most common purchase failures: buying an expansion with nothing to expand and replacing a complete game with merely newer packaging. The edition name dependency and direct Amazon identity were checked together. Compatible and standalone are not synonyms. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner score every round. A beautiful fleet without objectives is a parade. Regular trade promissory notes with an exit. Every favor needs a time horizon. Advanced threat without spending. Fleet position can earn more than combat. Expert own speaker timing. Objective access and agenda order shape entire rounds. Debrief the deal that sounded harmless two rounds earlier. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This latter cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about faction variety, systems, teach time, setup, duration, player count, availability, organization, and whether the group has earned more complexity. Community experience is synthesized in Puzzlewick's voice, never disguised as invented first-hand play or an anonymous quotation. A 3-session path from unboxing to confident play. Session 1, learn the loop. Play the base game with 4 to 6 committed players, a pre-built map, and a host who knows agenda, combat, production, and scoring. Keep optional modules closed, play legal turns, and record only the rules questions that actually interrupt a decision. Session 2, remove friction. Use the setup photograph, assign component zones, and practice the trade promissory notes with an exit habit. The goal is a clean start and finish, not a more elaborate table. Session 3, earn the next layer. Apply threat without spending and debrief the deal that sounded harmless two rounds earlier. Only then decide whether the next product in the ladder solves a repeated limitation or merely extends the shopping phase. This schedule protects the reason plastic fleets matter, because promises, objectives, speaker order, wormholes, votes, and timing make every neighbor part ally and part future problem. It also gives a buyer enough evidence to return, wait, or expand without mistaking launch excitement for long-term fit. Mastery is 3 cleaner decisions, not 3 more boxes. What is the real table? Hosting and solo commitment. Hosting: send a rules primer before game day, assign factions early, serve food that does not touch components, and schedule a meal break. Solo: T4 is a social negotiation game without a default solo experience in these boxes. The invisible budget is 6 to 12 hours. A large table, committed players, faction storage, rules ownership, meal planning, and enough repeat sessions to justify an expansion. That workload predicts whether Twilight Imperium and Prophecy of Kings returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Prophecy of Kings requires the base game. More factions and systems increase teach and setup burden. Availability can create irrational expansion premiums. For Twilight Imperium and Prophecy of Kings, Amazon review patterns were used as a secondary signal for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation failures. Ratings and isolated quotes are not frozen because listings merge, and the useful signal is the repeated problem, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes plastic fleets matter because promises, objectives, speaker order, wormholes, votes, and timing make every neighbor part ally and part future problem is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions: corrected before checkout, the expansion does not make a first game easier. More factions do not solve player commitment. Combat power alone does not win T4. This Twilight Imperium and Prophecy of Kings record was checked July 30, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. Puzzlewick's publishing audit rechecks direct Amazon identity, while dated publisher sources preserve the rules and compatibility baseline for the next refresh. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Twilight Imperium and Prophecy of Kings. Prophecy of Kings rounds out T4 beautifully, but it is a terrible cure for a group that cannot schedule or finish the base game. Before adding Twilight Imperium, Prophecy of Kings, explain which repeated table problem it fixes and how that changes plastic fleets matter, because promises, objectives, speaker order, wormholes, votes, and timing make every neighbor part ally and part future problem. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options: Twilight Imperium, 4th edition on Amazon. Twilight Imperium, Prophecy of Kings on Amazon. Folded Space insert for Twilight Imperium 4 on Amazon. E-Raptor insert for Twilight Imperium 4 on Amazon. Final Verdict: Prophecy of Kings rounds out T4 beautifully, but it is a terrible cure for a group that cannot schedule or finish the base game. Frequently asked questions: should new players use Prophecy of Kings? Usually no, learn base T4 first. What does the expansion add? Factions, leaders, mechs, exploration, relics, and related systems. Does it shorten the game? Do not buy it expecting a shorter event. Is an organizer required? No, but organization can materially reduce setup. What is the safest first purchase for Twilight Imperium and Prophecy of Kings? The complete base game galactic event. Start with the exact edition linked in this guide, play it repeatedly, and add another box only when the table can name the missing experience. Should I buy every product in this Twilight Imperium and Prophecy of Kings guide at once? Number the sequence is a stop-aware ladder, not a single cart. Buy the first complete experience, then let repeated play justify the next box.